The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Wednesday, June 29, 2022. Cuba's first Deputy Minister of Education, Cira Piñeiro, reiterated at UNESCO the island's commitment to inclusive and quality education, which she considered a priority since the triumph of the revolution. Our message at this pre-summit on education is one of commitment, of continuing to make progress in the fulfillment of the goals of the 2030 Sustainable Development Agenda, particularly number 4, which refers to achieving quality education for all, she said in statements to Prensa Latina. Piñeiro heads the Cuban delegation to the forum that is in session in Paris from June 28 to 30, a prelude to the education summit convened by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres for September 19 in New York, in the context of the high-level segment of the General Assembly. According to the first deputy minister since the triumph of the revolution on January 1, 1959, the Caribbean island established a free and inclusive education system, the seed of its current successes in the sector. The Cuba Soberana Association in Belgium is preparing a new container with resources to support the island in health sector, which would be the fourth one sent by the humanitarian project, group coordinator Reinaldo Romero said. Speaking to Prensa Latina, Romero, a Cuban resident in Belgium, explained that the goal is to ship the cargo to the Caribbean nation in the coming months, which will be destined for the western Pinar del Río province. According to Romero, the container, which will follow three others sent in 2021 during the first year of the project, will also include toys and sports equipment for children. The coordinator and promoter of the initiative acknowledged the support received from organizations and individuals from Belgium, as well as from Cuban residents, to make possible the shipments of aid for the people of the country where he was born, which is affected by the consequences of the COVID-19 pandemic and the blockade imposed by the United States for more than 60 years. Writers and intellectuals from different nations complete the program of conferences and presentations of the 13th Colloquium on Festival dedicated to the National Poet of Cuba, Nicolás Guillén, on the 120th anniversary of his birth. The event, taking place in the province of Camagüey from July 7 to 10, will bring together the voices of academics from the United States, Haiti, Colombia, India, among other nations, along with professionals from the Caribbean island. Organized by the Nicolás Guillén Foundation, the event will promote debates on the relations between race, nation, and society in Cuba and other American regions, public policies aimed at eradicating racial discrimination, and the impact of the Black Lives Matter movement. And in the international agenda, we have that the first transition meeting between the incoming government of President-elect Gustavo Petro and the outgoing government of Iván Duque is due to take place at the Casa de Nariño, Colombia's seat of government, this Wednesday. The transition meetings will begin after the 23 teams, headed by people assigned by Petro, plus 10 others in charge of gathering information on transcendental issues for the incoming government, are set up. On Tuesday, Gustavo Petro's transition team met in Bogotá to analyze the details and protocols for this first transition meeting. Meanwhile, the Ecuadorian parliament has rejected a request to impeach President Guillermo Lasso amid a national strike that reaches on Wednesday its 17th day against the neoliberal measures announced by the government. The debate on the request, carried out during 3 days with the participation of 109 of 137 members of the plenary session, ended with a vote of all parliamentarians present in the session, among whom 80 voted in favor of the impeachment out of 92 votes needed, 48 were against, and 9 abstained with no black ballot. The last debate lasted nearly 9 hours, and it was marked by the president's announcement to break the talk with Leonidas Issa, president of the Confederation of Indigenous Nationalities of Ecuador, the organization that convened the national striking force for 16 days against the neoliberal measures announced by the government, to which several social sectors were joined. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.